I'm with Adam Thompson from Chocolate Starfish at Mansfield. How you going, Adam?
I'm doing really good, mate. Really good.
How was the show today?
Yeah, enjoyed it. It was great. Really put a crowd together, and the response was fantastic. So can't ask for it any better than that.
Well, good crowd too.
Yeah, really good crowd. Probably around, you know, 3,000 or so. So it's great.
Yeah, it's good for the town, good for the district, and good to see you here in town, which is great. We were just talking a moment ago about the kids at Yay. You've had a bit to do with the kids at Yay with Muso Magic, yeah. And they're coming on really well.
Look, they are. We've been working with the Yay kids for, you know, on and off now for a few years, and some of them were involved with the three shires, Murrindindi, Mitchell and Strathbogie. All got together and did a workshop last couple of days in Euroa, so that was fantastic.
That's really good. And how do you find that works really well?
Yeah,
getting the kids involved like that?
Yeah, look, I think it works really well. I mean, the kids, you know, they're from all different backgrounds. You know, some of them are musically inclined, some of them are a little bit, you know, sort of challenged emotionally. So we sort of use the music to get their expressions and their confidence up. And, you know, working together with a lot of kids that they don't know too, if you've got the right structure, can really be quite positive.
And you're obviously, I know the kids at Alexandra work with the kids. They're just pumping out all their own lyrics and songs, and it's quite amazing to see the stuff that they're pulling out of their ears, really. It's great. And obviously, inspiration from you is helping a lot.
Yeah, look, obviously, you know, there's a lot of kids who would have experienced, you know, stuff in their life, but also, you know, things like Black Saturday several years ago. There are still things within them that they need to get out, and you know, when you have a large event like that, you know, changes your life. You don't know how the impact is. You know, 3 or 4 years on, it can come out in a variety of ways. But stuff like music has a great ability to heal some of those scars. So, yeah.
Well done. It's a credit to you. Adam, where is it? Where are you going from here? You're obviously on tour with the Red Hot Summer Tour.
Yeah, we're sort of getting towards the end of it. We've got a couple to go. We've got Queensland coming up in next month. But it's been fantastic, you know. We're just glad to be back touring again. We lost our guitarist last year, which was a really hard situation. But we've got a great mate, Tim Henwood, now playing with us. And, you know, I think we're back better than ever, actually.
You're recording anything at the moment?
Yeah, well, that's what the other thing that Red Hot Summer 2 has done for us. It's inspired us to start writing and recording again. So only yesterday was I in the studio recording one of our first songs called The King of the Blues. So look out for that one.
Well, it sounds like something the Batman and Robin show might play. I think we play rock and blues, so I reckon that might be right up our alley.
Yeah, and I think it's quite good, so you'll be happy with that.
Looking forward to it.
Cheers. Thanks a lot, Peter.
Thanks very much. Adam Thompson from Chocolate Starfish, thank you very much for talking with us here on UGFM.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.